Yeah, what up, y'all? This is Abyss Killer on Fuck Outta Here podcast. Like, I just want to sit and talk to y'all on some other shit today. But I think a lot of people go through this type of stuff or thing. And not that I'm really going through anything, but it just seems like a lot of bullshit comes people's way sometimes. A lot of negative shit tries to keep people down. You can't let it. You got to keep fighting through it because there's always a brighter light at the end of the road. Not on some like weird shit, but on just some like trying to achieve your goals type shit, you know? I realize that all this stuff happens for a reason, and you just gotta fight through that shit. Don't let nothing stop you. No one slow you down. I want to call this the Walk With Me episode. I want y'all to walk with me right now. We're gonna walk and talk about this shit, you know? Life is meant to be hard. Life ain't meant to be easy. If it was meant to be easy, I guess a lot of bad shit wouldn't happen, but life's meant to be hard. And I think as long as you keep working hard, stuff pays off. But I'm just trying to learn stuff and shit. I did like 3 YouTube channels. I'm just getting fucking deleted and by YouTube. I think I understand why. I think I'm starting to see what exactly it is about it. So I think I just gotta have my little twist on stuff to put the content that I want to put on YouTube. So if any of y'all got pointers about that shit, let me know. Write in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a few ideas on how you think I can keep my YouTube channel on, because damn, they keep on thing. But I do have an idea of what I'm just researching right now. But you know, for Yahoo who messed with the kid, that's what's up. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep this going. I know I haven't been making as much podcasts lately, but I've been trying to work on a few things. You know, working a lot and shit like that. But I want y'all to understand something, that keep going. Sometimes the people most closest to you are the ones that's going to be holding you back. Sometimes not intentionally. Sometimes it's because they're afraid of what you might become or where you might go. So I say to those people, fuck out of here with that bullshit. No need for that shit. Let people grow. Stop holding people back because you're afraid. And I'm talking to the other people. Might seem a little bit confusing, but I just think whatever goals you have, people, go and do them. Whatever thing you want to do in life, go and do it. If it's illegal, don't do it. Only do positive stuff. Don't go out there causing trouble for people or making people's life miserable because you're miserable. Life is not long. I don't think people realize that. Life is short. And people are too worried about the moment and not the long term. But to each his own, though. It is what it is. All I know is that life is what you make it. So make it fun, make it cool, make it exciting. Keep positive people around you, because negative people only know how to tear down. So, shout out to y'all. Thanks for rocking with me on this walk. It's a little therapy walk. But just a lot of shit, man. This is the Walk With Me episode. Y'all niggas walk with me. There's a lot of other shit to talk about. I think I seen that. Yeah, I seen that battle between, the fuck was that? Tay Rock and Chess. What I thought about Tay Rock and Chess. What I thought about that shit. Damn. I don't know. I thought Tay Rock had some fucking atomic bombs in there. That nigga had some nukes. I think Chess had like a nuke, maybe. One nuke. I think Tay Rock had like 3-4 nukes, maybe. And I think Chess had a lot of 100-pound bombs that people were trying to make it seem like they were cluster bombs, but they wasn't. Like, I think his bars are a lot, simple. Like, the steps is moving, escalator. Like, that shit is trash, man. He didn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, come on. Like, is that what we're doing now? And it's the fact that he's a kid. That nigga's like, oh shit, I don't think he would say something like that. Oh shit, I don't think he like that. Oh that little mother, man. I just don't see. Like, I think he has some dope shit though. I'm not gonna say what I heard. Go fucking watch the shit. Go to URL.TV on YouTube or on internet, on like Google, search that shit on Google, nigga. Go to the website, go to something. You know how to find it. Stop bullshitting. Kick rocks and go watch that shit. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all, but go watch that shit though. If you ain't watch it, watch that shit. Come back, tell me what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tay Rock is just different. Tay Rock shit was all put together. Like, everything made sense to go together. As he's, every round was like a script in a movie. Like a scene in a movie. Like a part of the movie, like a chapter. Chess, I don't like that mix and just throw bars here and put it together. Like, that shit is not cool to me. Like, the shit don't make sense. He'll say, talking about one thing, then talk about another thing, then talk about something else, and then there's a bomb at the end. But and then, none of that shit all makes sense to go together. There was one thing that he did, but I'm not gonna say it. Go watch this shit. Like, I'm not even gonna front. I don't be remembering the motherfucking bars to be coming here to repeat it. But I think the best thing to do is hear it from the motherfucking horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. Cause damn. Chess got a grill. Or he needs to put one in so he don't look like a crazy ass grill. But That was definitely a good battle. I think they rushing chess too much. I think if you actually put that kid against people lower, he would actually get some wins, but they're putting him against people that are like more experienced than him, which he's like rocking with people a little bit, but really, if you listen to it, the shit he's saying, like, he got some fire shit in there, don't get me wrong. I think it was like one thing he said that I remember that was just like, damn, yeah, that was fire. But some of the other shit he be saying, nah, it's too simple, it's just, they're just excited because it's a little kid saying it. I guess he's still got the little kid complex going on, so, like, y'all gotta admit, it looks cool when the little kid can rap and say dope punchlines or mediocre punchlines, as I'ma say, or okay punchlines. But if you heard a top tier say some of the shit that he said that y'all were cheering for, motherfuckers would be like, what? That's what you came up with? That this is this and that is that? Like, oh my God, like, get the fuck out of here. That's why I said, it's because he's young, people more impressed, you know? People are more impressed on what he's doing because he's younger. But I say that to say this, like, once he gets older, he's gonna fall in a little Bow Wow complex, maybe. Nothing I say is definite. This is all speculation. This is all assumability. I'm just fucking, I make up words. I don't give a shit. If it makes sense to me, fuck it, nigga. You know? But I say that to say this, man. Y'all need to let him be him, but also don't cheer him on too much because you're going to make him into someone that he thinks is dope because this nigga think he's doper than what he really is. Sometimes it felt like people were laughing at what he was saying. And there was a point where they laughed at something T-Rock said that was kind of funny or weird. But I say that to say this again. Marasaka you. He needs to battle people that are on his level or coming up to his level. Because he's not going to grow. I mean, he's going to get better, but he's going to be confused just battling top dudes. And then when he battles somebody that's hungry, they're going to kill him. That's lower than him. It's going to kill him. Or that he feels is lower than him. So, they just need to realize that he needs to battle lower people so he can really grow into the battler he needs to. He needs to battle a couple of people and get a couple wins because, yeah, it's cool he can hang or it looks like he can hang, but I don't think he can hang. I just think they're more impressed. If anything, to me, he had like one or two haymakers through that whole thing. The rest was like, man, I think anybody could have came up with some of the stuff. And he had a weird-ass scheme that people wasn't feeling, and there was, like, no haymaker to it. But go watch it. Go to URL TV. Go watch that shit. Tell me what you think. Comment, rate, subscribe. Comment, rate, and subscribe on their channel. Or comment, you know, like on the YouTube channel, on URL TV's YouTube channel. And, another thing I want to touch on. I want to touch on this shit where, like, people kind of, like, hate on Angry Fan. Like, I don't know. It's really, you know, I'm just talking about something, like, just on the situation as, like, his style of doing shit. Yeah, people gonna hate it because it's a little bit, like, it seems like he's hating, but he's not, like, I love proving people wrong. That's like dope to prove people wrong. I'm still to this day, goal, like part of my goal is to prove people wrong, saying that there's something that I can't do and I'll figure out a way how to do it with flying colors. So I say that to say this. I'm going to prove a lot of people wrong with a lot of stuff I'm doing in life. You should also look at it the same way. Don't let people stop you, and don't let people tell you you can't do something, because anything is possible as long as you put in the time and hard work. Like, I see a lot of shit that people complain about that could be better, and people do, but they act like, I call it, they play dumb. Like, it's not like playing dead with like a bear or something. They just play dumb. Like, people do stuff and they get caught, they play dumb. Like, it's the most famous thing I see people do. Next time anything goes on and somebody did something, look what happens. Everybody plays dumb. Well, I don't know. I don't even know why I break that. I'm just wandering off with that. But I think that's something that has to be said. People, stop playing dumb. Stop playing dumb. Take responsibility for the shit you do. You know what I'm saying? Take responsibility. And I say that to say this. Stay focused. Stay going straight forward. And let the motherfucking haters hate. This your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, on Abyss Killer Podcast. And this was the first Walk With Me episode. I'm out. Peace.